This morning, I want to speak about a holiday that's not on the Jewish calendar, but one that many of us will be celebrating tomorrow, the holiday of Mother's Day. I want to speak about a particular mother-daughter relationship, but actually one that we'll read about next week during the pilgrimage, the festival holiday of Shavuot. And that's the special relationship between Naomi and Ruth. Now, the relationship begins in a distressing point in Naomi's life. You see, Naomi is at the lowest point possible. Her sons have died. She's hungry, she's tired. She's just ready to return home. And the only thing that she has by her side, well, she has her daughters-in-law. But Naomi decides to call her daughters-in-law not that kind of relationship. She actually calls them her daughters. And she speaks directly to Ruth and to Orpah and says, "Turn back. Don't even call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Call me bitter. I'm distressed. I can't bring you along with me in my journey. There's nothing left for you with me." She turns them away, as I think any mother would, who would hope better for her daughters. And yet Ruth looks at her mother directly in her eye and says, "No, your people are my people. I cling to you. You're my mother. You're exactly where I need to be." Rabbi Ze'era says that when speaking about the story of Ruth, one might expect to learn some kind of piece of Jewish law. But he says you can't find anything about cleanliness or impurity, what to eat, not to eat. That's not the point of the story whatsoever. Rather, the point of the story of Megillat Ruth, the story of Ruth, the story of Naomi, is to watch how kindness can permeate our world. Will I see that kindness from both a mother and a daughter? The mother, Naomi, out of the kindness in her heart, is saying, "My daughters, go find a better life." And a daughter to a mother, out of the kindness of her heart, Ruth looks at Naomi and says, "The only place I can imagine being is by your side." And so I wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you extend to your mother, or extend to the memory of your mother, the particular kindness that you know will or would have touched her heart. I wish you a happy Mother's Day. Shabbat Shalom.